Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, right by Branson, Missouri. And we're blessed to have Dr. Gary Wood and his wife Dina. They told me they were coming up here on their 40th wedding anniversary, and I captured them right away for our Wednesday prayer. If you want to see what he looks like, just go online to our Wednesday prayer. What is the date today? Somebody help me. And you archive on there, and you can see on that streamed prayer, which we archive, you could see Dr. Gary Wood. And he's giving his testimony on there, but he had to do it really quick because we had to leave quickly. We had to leave time for prayer. Yeah. So I said, Gary, come on, we'll do radio, and we're going to do a couple of weeks while he's here.
Amen.
And if we don't get everything in, we'll do a day or two more. But he's been to heaven.
Yes.
Dr. Kenneth Hagin told me that people are going to start going to heaven and coming back and telling their stories. And he said, Billy, you have to get their story. So we're doing that today. He's going to begin today where we left off yesterday. And these radio programs are archived, too. You can go online and listen if you miss Monday and Tuesday. Thank you, Gary. Take your liberty.
Well, thank you, Billy, for having me again. I was telling the story as we closed yesterday that on December 23rd, 1966, I died in an automobile crash where I ran in the back of a 10-ton wrecker truck illegally parked on the edge of the highway in a town called Farmington, New Mexico, that my family and I were living in at the time. And the first thing I remember was just rising up above the top of the car, and my whole life passed before my eyes. And you asked me, and we talked about before we went on the radio about explaining that, and I shared with you, I saw kind of just little things that you wouldn't even think about, things I'd even forgotten about. But I'm now in this realm known as eternity. It's the area that God functions in. Well, I have an experience in my book that really in detail explains eternity, but I quit telling the story. And
you're in the new version of your book?
Well, it's in this book. It's
okay.
Also in this book.
Okay.
But I had just not told the story so long that simply because of people's response, you know, and looking like, oh, I don't know if I can accept that or not. But you talked about at our church 2 years ago, when I say our church, it's Glorious Way Church in Houston, Texas, with Pastor John Gladys Griner. You talked about you and Shelley having a translation experience. Well, I got so stirred up. Nadine will tell you, I was punching her there, sitting there, and I started crying. I got so stirred up, and I just asked the Lord to forgive me for not telling the story. I went and talked to you, went and talked to the pastor. And something happened then that night, and I promised God from that point on I would tell the story no matter what people's response. Okay, here's the story. It was about probably around 30 years ago that my wife and I were in Houston, Texas, and we had been asked to go out to a little farm outside of a town called Alvin, Texas.
Uh-huh, I know it.
And there was a group of Methodist people that had assembled there, and they wanted to hear my story. And so there were six of us in the car, and we went, and I gave my testimony, and then I gave a lot of words of knowledge. Now, a word of knowledge is something the Holy Spirit drops in your spirit, just a word. It could be like someone has a problem with a heart problem or something like that. And I started sharing that, and there was no response, Billy. Zilto, zero. Well, you're a minister. I've watched you in the power of the anointing. And when you share something, you expect people to respond. And and nothing, I guess I could say maybe it's more intimidating or frustrating than us as ministers, knowing that we've heard the Holy Spirit tell us something and people just not responding. Shelley's husband is sitting here and he's a minister and he understands. Well, anyway, no response, no response. So we just kind of kindly dismissed ourselves and we left. Well, we started driving home. And Dina, my lovely wife sitting over here, was very distraught. She got very upset. And she started voicing her disapproval. And she said, I don't understand it. I live with you. I know you're a man of God. I know this happened. I know God speaks to you. Why don't people respond when you share something? So I'm not trying to be more spiritual when I say this, but I just simply said, honey, look, we used to be in that position ourselves. We didn't believe, you know, and I said, look, let's just believe that we planted some seed, somebody's going to water, and God's going to get the increase. Now, I wasn't saying that to be spiritual. I just said it. No sooner had I said that than one of the ladies sitting next to my wife in the back seat said, oh, no, I left my purse at the house. Well, I'm going to be just transparent and honest with you. I thought to myself, if you women got to carry purses, why can't you keep up with the thing? Or why don't you just wear wallets like we do, you know? And so I was a little agitated. And I had to preach the next morning. So I'm looking at the clock. And I looked down at the clock, realizing we're going to have to go all the way back to the house. We'd driven a little ways. And I made comment about the time. It was 10:30 exactly. I made a comment. Six people in the car. We all saw it. So we turned around. We drove a little ways back, probably another 15 minutes back, got to the house. Immediately upon arriving at the house, there's an ambulance. The lady of the house comes running to the door when I approached and said, oh, praise God, Brother Wood, you're here, come in quickly. Well, one of the words of knowledge that I had was is that there was someone suffering from heart pains, but the devil was trying to kill him, but I said, you're going to live and not die. Nobody responded. There's a man sitting on the floor, and he's had a massive heart attack. The paramedics were already there. They have already used the shockers on him to cause his heart to begin to beat again, and there is totally no response. Now, the story I'm fixing to tell you has never happened to me before since, but I walked over, put my hands on him, and I said to him, Mr. Boyd, you'll live and not die, and decree and declare the works of the Lord. Now, I've trained my spirit not to be moved by things that I see, because things that are seen are subject to change, and your spirit is always awake. It's always awake. And you need to know that if you go in to pray for people in the hospital situation. Mm-hmm. Even if they're in a comatose state, mm-hmm. their spirit is alive. And so I was addressing that spirit. Billy, it's like I grabbed hold of an electrical current. It shocked me, sent me probably about 5 feet blowing back. I hit the wall, slithered down. This man shot up like this and looked up, and he's alive. And his wife's crying, and he's saying, it's real, it's real, it's real. My God, it's real, it's real. And his wife said, honey, what? What is real, honey? What happened? And he said, it's real, it's real. And the paramedics are trying to get him calmed down. They're trying to get his blood pressure. The man's dead. They've already pronounced him dead. They told his wife, we're going to transport him to the hospital just to see. But he's gone. He's been gone too long. And he said, I was there. I was in heaven. Uh-huh. And everything this man's saying is true. It's real. And Jesus told me that his story is true. Well, you can just imagine, everybody wanted me to pray for him. Everybody wanted me to pray for him then. I prayed for everybody. God's power moved. We left. We started home. Everything has drastically changed. We're rejoicing. We're praising God. So. I mean, Dina's attitude is different. My attitude's different. We're thanking God this man's been healed. And by the way, we learned that the next day, they took him to the hospital. They wanted to take him there to just check him out. And they found no damage of a previous heart attack that he had. In fact, the doctor said, you got the heart of a 20-year-old man. And he was totally healed. Well, anyway, all of a sudden, I don't remember. Maybe you do, honey. But it was one of the ladies, I think. Someone went, oh, my goodness. And we looked at the clock. There were six of us in the car. And it was exactly 10:30. Exactly.
Exactly the same time.
Same time we left. God stopped time for us to go. Okay, now that's a powerful story. But here I am in Glorious Way Church now, all these years later. I apologize because you tell a story and you and Shelly stirred me up to the core of my being. Early the next morning, we were scheduled. Because I was there for all year. I was there Friday night and Saturday night for your meetings, but I had to preach on Sunday morning. So we were scheduled to preach over in Alvin, Texas, at another church that I had never been to. We were there. My daughter and wife are sitting up the book table. The pastor's talking to me about, you know, arrangements for what to do. And all of a sudden, this lady comes in, and there was a man accompanying her. She walks over and throws her arms around me and says, "Oh, Brother Wood, it's so good to see you. Praise the Lord. Don't you remember me?" And I said, "Well, excuse me." I said, I'm sorry, but I honestly don't. I said, "Refresh my memory. Where did we meet each other?" And she goes, "Brother Wood, don't you remember?" She said, "When you came to the Boyd farm and you prayed for my husband who had a heart attack and he was raised from the dead." And I said, "Oh, dear God." I said, "I just apologize to God, Billy Brim, and my pastor for not telling that story last night."
Now I see you today.
She said, "Please, please always tell that story." She said, "I'm Mrs. Boyd, and this is my husband, Mr. Boyd, that you raised from the dead." She said, "Don't ever quit telling that story."
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And so that's what eternity is like. We stepped into that realm.
You did.
Where
there
God
was no time.
Stop time. And Billy, I believe, now I've been confessing this. I told my wife, Dina, I said, "I don't know. I said, I don't understand what I'm saying, but I said, I'm confessing it. I'm going to go to bed at night next to you. I'm going to kiss you goodnight, and we're going to go to sleep." I said, "It may be the next day." Of course, things, you know, we got email and all this stuff we have. I said, "I don't know." I said, "It may be a month." I said, I don't know time-wise. But I said, "We're going to get a letter or an email or something that's going to say, thank you, Dr. Wood, for coming to this foreign country and preaching the gospel. And this was happening, and this happened, and people got saved, and people got healed. People got filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we saw the signs and wonders accompanying your ministry. And I tell you, Billy, it's going to happen, and I will have slept all night next to my wife's body."
Yes.
There.
I'm not going to tell the stories right now because I know of cases like that. But when Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, when I worked for him, and he talked to me about the last days, and he said, "It's not going to be just like you step over a log and everything's different." He said, "God's going to send people to heaven. They're going to come back. They're going to give their witness. There's going to be angels, appearance of angels." And he said, "They're going to be translations." Mm-hmm. And so Shelley and I were translated in Paris. We don't want to tell that story now, but it's truth. And we're in the last days.
Yes.
And we're in eternity. And really, we're standing, time will go on even through the seventh day, but eternity and time are meeting now, bless the Lord.
Yes.
And these are special
yes.
days that we live in. And Dr. Wood is going to speak tomorrow again and next week as well, mm-hmm. and share his wonderful testimony of how he died, how it was a terrible death. He shouldn't be able to speak to us right now. But he does. And everything's told in the story, A Place Called Heaven. His book, A Place Called Heaven, by Dr. Gary Wood. You can phone us at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, or you can go online to Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org. This is Billy Brim, and everyone here saying, shalom, shalom,
shalom.
Until tomorrow.